Nikki and Zamello's
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay.
Now, Glorious.
You know, finding a housemate, the right housemate can be tough.
Yeah. Well, no, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I've lived in a few communal houses.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, you know, it can be all good, but little things can make things weird.
Yeah. They get on your nerves, don't they?
Well, they can, you know. One woman, though, has taken the search for a new housemate to the next level.
Okay.
By posting a very long message online that lists in quite significant detail no fewer than 12 points which the successful candidate must follow if they would like to move into her place in London.
She already sounds like a bit of hard work.
They're not allowed to be in the flat during the day as she works from home. Cooking before 8:30, except in the form of porridge, is strictly banned.
Wait, morning or night?
In the morning.
Oh,
but also,
goodness.
If you're a real kind of get in the kitchen and cook kind of person, no, she's not down with that. She even writes, if you have to run to the toilet 15 times a day or every 15 minutes, don't move in here.
Really, it sounds like she doesn't want a housemate at all.
She says, if you say you don't spend much time in the bathroom because you don't take long showers, but then you sit on the toilet several times a day, like the flatmate who's moving out, and your only morning bathroom run takes 3 hours, then, you know, this definitely isn't the place for you. And that's just a hint of some of the stuff that's coming out of this collection.
Okay, look.
12 points.
As attractive as that sounds, I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. Well, to be honest, I hope she finds the cat that she's clearly looking for. This is where we just kind of point out that, you know, Christmas is, what, a month away?
If just you haven't heard us already telling you that multiple times
get
this
into
morning.
The spirit.
Yes.
I notice Woolies have been doing their pop-outs, the little cardboard things.
Yeah, cardboard pop-outs. You, like, kind of fold them and they sit up. I think they're a little bit cute.
Yeah, okay. But Coles, not to be outdone.
No.
Have decided to bring back
the little shop.
The little shop, but
yeah, the plastic crap. sorry, did I say that?
But you know what? You say that. You know, you go, what are they made of? Probably old, the recycled shopping bags that we can't use now. I don't know. Is that what they've turned them into? But they are insanely popular.
They are. The kids love them, and they've thought, you know what? We're worth trying to outdo us with their little Christmas things. We're going to bring back little shops. So they have brought back a Christmas edition.
So what have they got? What are in there?
They've got 5 new collectibles in just in time for Christmas.
Before it was Tim Tams and Milo and
all the big brands,
bananas
was Omo
and
toothpaste. And
yeah.
Lots of stuff. This time there's only 5, so limited edition Christmas things. You have mince pies, mince pies,
right.
A pavlova slab, bonbons, gingerbread biscuit, and a limited edition gingerbread ice cream.
Ooh.
So they're the things you can collect.
Gingerbread ice cream?
Yeah, apparently.
I could do that.
But they all look like they're Coles brand things as well, so they're putting their brand over all of it.
Fair enough. Well, that's what they do now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So you get one of them when you spend over $30, same as before, starting on the 7th of December, so you've got a little while to wait for them.
Nikki and Zamello's 3 things you need to know.
Okay, reminder to shop local this Christmas first off.
Okay.
Because there's a push out there reminding people that when you support local businesses, the money stays here. So there is actually a Facebook page for Tiny Shops on Wheels who are organising some events all about shopping locally.
Right.
Okay. I'm not really sure.
Well, I'm not sure where the tiny shop on wheel comes into it.
I don't think they're all done in caravans, but that's what it's
thinking about.
They're
tiny little caravans.
It sounds a bit like the Coles little shop, doesn't it? But it's not.
Anyway.
The 27th Murray to Mandurah Christmas charity ride is on next Friday.
Right.
That's where members of the Mandurah Murray Ulysses group make and give out hampers for kids that are doing it tough. So if you'd like to register, check their Facebook page too. And speaking of things related to ha-ha or ho-ho.
Ha-ha.
And ho-ho.
Did you just say ha-ha for Christmas?
Yes, maybe. I told you, I'm having trouble warming up today.
Yeah,
I'm not quite there yet. I've got a Monday hangover. What's going on there?
Oh, my goodness.
The Mandurah Christmas pageant is on in a few days was my point. And we can see you on the foreshore on Friday.
Ha-ha-ha. See you there.
Leave me alone.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Exciting morsels have you got for us today?
Well, Miley Cyrus is back!
Ooh, hello.
That's right. She's back on social media after blacking out all her accounts to reveal she's releasing brand new music this week with Mark Ronson.
Okay.
She shared a short clip to her accounts teasing the release.
Okay, that's a tease if ever I heard one.
That's all we get. She captioned it only with a broken heart emoji, with reports saying the song is going to be called Nothing Breaks Like a Heart and will be out on Thursday.
Okay.
Melbourne schoolgirl JL Wenner has taken out third prize at Junior Eurovision in Belarus.
Wow.
How cool is that?
I didn't really even know it was going on.
I know. I had no idea there was a Junior Eurovision, to be honest.
There we go. We've all learned something.
But there you
today.
Go. Melbourne schoolgirl. How awesome is that? Australia coming third. The 12-year-old, just 12, has smashed her competition to take home third prize for Australia at the iconic European music competition with her original song, Champion.
Massive voice for a 12-year-old.
Oh, my goodness. How beautiful is it?
Yeah.
Good on her.
Amazing work.
She scored 201 points overall, while France came second by only 2 points on 203. And Poland, they took out the top prize with 215 points. Now, Tim Allen, he's revealed that Keanu Reeves will have a role in Toy Story 4. He revealed the casting news to Jimmy Fallon during an interview last week.
It's about different kind of toys that you're not... They really will surprise you with the toys they come up with. Characters came back. New guys in it that are great. Keanu Reeves has got a great part. Actually, a little inside story. Even he said, gentle, wonderful guy that he is. This sounds too much like Buzz Lightyear. And his character does have an edge to that. And the guy said, so we calmed him down a little bit, and they reminded me, his toy's only that big.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Buzz ain't that big. I mean, you know, of course, Woody's bigger because it's Tom Hanks, you know.
I love how when he says he's Buzz Lightyear, he actually has to say it like Buzz Lightyear.
He sounds exactly like him. I suppose it's because it's his voice, isn't it?
There you go. There you go. I'm very excited about that.
So am I. How many prongs are there on a standard fork?
Four.
What Muppet character sings the song Bein' Green?
Kermit the Frog.
What country is Borat from?
Uzbekistan.
Who played Neo in The Matrix?
Keanu Reeves.
How many rings make up the symbol of the Olympic Games?
Five.
What former NSYNC band member did Britney Spears once date?
Justin Timberlake.
What's the coloured part of the human eye called?
The iris.
What girl group wants everyone to get bootylicious?
Destiny's Child.
Who wrote Julius Caesar, Macbeth and Hamlet?
Shakespeare.
Who said E equals MC squared?
Einstein.
That's the 10 questions done.
Oh, my God.
That's the 10 questions fully complete.
With more than 15 seconds to spare.
So that's one step closer to scoring this system. But now we've got to check if you got them all right.
All right.
Okay, so let's start with question number one. How many prongs are there on a standard fork? There are four. Congratulations.
Nice.
The Muppet character that sings Bein' Green.
It's not easy.
Bein' Green. Green. Did not sound like Kermit at all. But anyway, Kermit the Frog. Congratulations. Nice. That is right. Question number three. Which country is Borat from? The answer is Kazakhstan.
You almost said it.
You started saying it, and then you changed it to Uzbekistan.
Oh, my God.
You were so close. And I can tell you...
Because I think
you got every single other question correct.
Oh, my goodness.
You did. So the next one was, who played Neo in The Matrix? Keanu Reeves. There are five rings in the Olympic Games symbol. A former NSYNC band member dated Britney Spears, of course, JT.
Justin Timberlake.
The coloured part of the human eye is the iris. The girl group that wants everyone to get bootylicious
was Destiny's Child.
Who wrote Julius Caesar, Macbeth and Hamlet?
Yes.
And who said E equals MC squared?
Einstein.
I can't believe it was Borat that tricked me.
I know, out of all of them.
If you'd just gone with your instinct. But you know what?
You're still in the second chance draw.
That's it.
Thank you.
You could still score this. Oh, that was stressful, wasn't it?
So stressful.